Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't hear the news, Kayla's final show.
Oh.
That's it. Take me with you. Don't leave me.
Can I tell you, it's such a weird mix of emotions, but it's so dry, because you know me, I go through like spurts of emotions.
Oh, sure.
So like, right now, perfectly fine. Great. Like, I'm at peace with my decision to try something else for a little bit in my life and loving it. And then talk to me in 10 minutes and I'm going to go, My God, I don't know. This
secretly,
is right.
Did you think that the company would beg you to stay?
No.
At the last minute?
Absolutely not.
Kayla will give you anything.
What am I? My name isn't Chep Buchanan. They don't care about me.
I tried this last week. I have nothing to offer. I have nothing that I can give her to try to talk her out of it. But yeah, it sucks. So today sucks, just so you know. Today's there's a reason why. The last few days it was beautiful and sunny, and today it's going to be cloudy, and then tomorrow it's going to rain. There's a reason why. But yeah, Kayla's final show, Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So it's really funny. I don't want to make too big of a deal out of it.
Sure.
But it's important to me because I'm like, it's Kayla's last show. And so everything has to be so like...
But I feel like it needs like some sort of triumphant bed on it. Ha, da, da, ha, da, da. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm not doing it again. You can't get me to do it. But no, I had a question about, because you haven't had to do this.
Oh, it could very well be the last time that Kayla says, I have a question.
So you haven't had to find a partner and go out and look for a new radio partner.
Yeah, almost a decade.
And yeah, and 9 years almost. Yeah. So it's like, are you in hunt for a new co-host already?
Trying to find the right app to find the new you.
I don't know if they make that.
Yeah, that's how you do things now, right? You don't actually talk to people.
No.
You go on an app and then we exchange nudes.
Yeah.
And we had some really great candidates. Then they saw my nudes and they were like, no.
No, I'm out.
I think I'm doing it wrong. I'm not sure.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day. Boy, and these really qualify too. We've seen versions of this over the years, but now a groundbreaking new gene therapy is allowing children that are born deaf to hear for the first time.
Oh.
We've all seen those videos. I'm crying right now just thinking about it. I'm getting a lump in my throat. 5 of 6 kids in a clinical trial, 5 out of 6 in a clinical trial, were able to have conversations with people after 6 months. They were all born with a specific genetic condition, so it's not a cure-all. But come on,
that's
man.
Amazing.
It could be an approved treatment for some people in 3 to 5 years. As somebody and anybody who works in charity, the ultimate goal is to put the charity out of business.
I mean,
it really is.
At the end of the day.
Wow. And just, wow. This is insane. Now, this is Kayla's final good feeling story.
Yes.
Speaking of lumps in our throats. it's fun. And this, so you're going off, and we haven't really talked about it a lot, but you turned your side hustle at the golf course into a big corporate gig.
Yes, I did.
And so you're helping people with weddings and
events, golf tournaments, you name it, I book it essentially.
So how about, okay, so this story is right in line.
And I love when people make lemonade out of lemons. There is a bride in San Jose that called off her wedding at the last minute and couldn't get a refund on her $15,000 reception. So she donated that reception to a charity called Parents Helping Parents that support parents of kids with special needs.
Who knew? I did not know this.
I would not have even thought about this.
And that you could do this. Yeah. Hey, I got a party and nowhere to throw it. What do I do?
Yeah, right?
Unbelievable.
So they threw the party for about 100 people and called it the Ball for All. It had a DJ and dancing, of course, a photo booth, and included dinner with like a boatload of desserts. It happened last month, and it was a huge smash.
But what a great thought that if you have it, a something like that, boy, now Kayla's got another thing in her arsenal. She's got another weapon in her arsenal. Yeah. So, hey, sorry that that we can't refund you on this, but maybe you could donate it.
Yeah.
And what an amazing, wow, that's an amazing. Well, that's a good send off. Yeah. There she goes, kids. Everybody wave goodbye
Bye.
To Kayla. This is not a good feeling, this part of it, but it's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Swift complainers have taken over for me.
I'm so sorry that they're all over the place.
And the ones that, for me, we talked about this yesterday. I don't even know why I'm doing this right now. But the ones that go, yeah, the NFL's paying her to do there is not enough money on the planet for her to fake a romance with Travis Kelce for the NFL's benefit.
Yeah, right?
There's no upside for her. You don't have enough money to make that happen.
Absolutely
you
not.
You don't.
No.
She loves the man. He loves her. You can tell. They're doing it. It's happening. They're going to have babies, and it's going to be glorious.
I will tell you the reason that we are all obsessed with this is the first public relationship she has had. What? Like, does not care. He is there for her. He flies to Argentina for this woman to go to her concerts. She shows up for him and is there at his... Like, this is the first time we're actually getting vulnerable Taylor, if you really think about it.
All of that notwithstanding, the people that are like, well, why don't they show other people's... You know, why don't they show other players' wives? Because they're not famous. They're not famous. Russell Wilson was Sierra, but Russell Wilson's been hot garbage from his last season in Seattle through his whole time at Denver.
Exactly.
You know why they don't show Sierra? Because he doesn't do anything. Throws another interception. It probably. I don't know. But nobody. But everybody else doesn't have famous wife.
Yes.
Christian McCaffrey of the Niners is dating Olivia Culpo, and most of us don't know who that is. But she's the only other one that I can think of.
Yeah, and
no
she
one
still
cares.
Makes it on screen. It's just not as widely publicized as this.
Right.
I get it. I get why they hate on it if it's just foreign territory, but like you should just embrace it and love.
Well, just understand it is what it is.
Yeah.
You literally have one more game,
and
then it'll be, until next year. Right, Jordan? Right, Jordan?
Yeah, exactly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Go ahead. Go ahead.
A couple things. One, I love the morning zoo.
Wow.
P1D1 talk right there.
Wow.
Yeah, it has been a minute since I've been able to call in. And I wanted to say goodbye to Kayla. Oh. I have met you actually a couple times. I'm tearing up. My daughter and I have met you a couple times at Toy Drive a few years back, like probably 5-6 years back. My daughter was Kayla. She was so excited to meet you. You were so sweet and took pictures. And you've just been absolutely amazing, just bringing smiles on our face almost every morning. And I just wanted to say that I'm going to miss you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Now you're going to make me cry. This is the absolute worst thing ever. Because, like, at least... You sound like
or
a cute crier. No, honestly, like Jordan, you sound like a good, decent crier. I ugly cry like Kim Kardashian all day long, so I tend not to cry too much for that.
I do too.
It's so sweet.
I definitely have that ugly cry, but I just wanted to call and say good luck on your endeavors, and we are definitely going to miss you.
I promise not to go too far. I'm still going to call in and harass every day as long as Chet finds it appropriate. No, because you won't know it's me. I'll use like a voice changer and it'll be a whole thing. So.
No, but like you said yesterday, you're going to use some stupid name. Like you use some name like Beatrice. And we'll be like, well, there's a, yeah.
There's Kayla again.
We'll know that's you.
Oh, Jordan, you just made my morning. Thank you for that. I appreciate you so much.
Yeah, mine too.
When I heard that you were leaving yesterday, I was leaving from work from Graveyard, and my radio was cutting out. I'm like, wait a minute, did I just hear that right?
Yeah.
That she's leaving. I'm just like, I have to call before she leaves just to tell her thank you and how much we love her and how much you're going to be missed.
Love you too.
It was a real quick 8.5 years.
Yeah.
It went by real quick.
It's so crazy. I moved here, so one of my best friends, Jen, she was the first one out of all of my friends to get pregnant, and she had her daughter, Layla, oddly enough, spelt the same way, but with an L at the beginning. She had her daughter, Layla, the day after I moved to Las Vegas. And so it has this like weird feeling that we've kind of grown together, me and my niece, at the same time. And so when I called her, because she loves that Auntie Kayla does radio, and I called her and I said, hey, I'm not going to do the morning show anymore. She goes, no, Mommy and I listen to you on the way to work every day, and they stream on the Odyssey app. And so it's 8.5 flew by. You're totally right.
That is definitely flown by. Well, good luck and have a good morning and final show.
Yeah, she's not going far. She just won't be here.
Yeah.
That's all.
Good. All right. We may have to come see you at the golf course.
Please.
She harbors this fantasy that she's going to show up and be like an ambassador at Bunny Trail and stuff like that.
So 100% like, coming to Bunny Trail.
Like, is there anything more than like the creepy ex?
I'm still coming to Toy Drive. In fact, someone messaged on the text line asking about that. And I'm like, I'm coming to Toy Drive. Yeah. I'm coming to all these things. You're not going to stop me.
And I was like, yeah, you can like show up. But like, if you're all like looking like you're trying to work, like it'll be like, why is she here?
It's so funny.
Yeah. So we'll navigate that when it comes.
Yeah.
All right. 2, 1,
let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm on one hand, I'm appreciative of it being Kayla's last show because it's bringing them all out of the woodwork again.
Aww.
It's good. And by the way, you know, you can call this show anytime.
Yeah.
And it's not a trendy thing to call radio shows as much anymore. But which, by the way, only makes it that much easier for you. So, Big KB, first of all, where have you been? Second of all,
my man,
second
my
of all,
from another mother.
Yeah, don't give me that. I haven't heard from you. It's been 2 years. It's been since COVID. Since I heard from you.
In a minute, man. I admit that. But I still do my annual $100 to Toy Drive.
Yes,
you guys did it spectacularly again. Kayla, we are going to miss the heck out of you.
Oh.
I got to tell you something. I've been with Chet from the beginning, and he's had many co-pilots in that chair. But
just
the chemistry between you guys, fabulous. Yeah. Every morning, I have been laughing, enlightened, entertained, informed, and thoroughly enjoying 98.5 Chet Buchanan Show. So, Kayla, I know you're going to be successful because you are in everything that you do. I'm going to miss the wedding whisperer, though.
Maybe we need a different perspective on the wedding angle because I'm a little hard and fast in my rules when it comes to that. Who knows?
She's wearing her corporate clothes today, too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, this is real. Like she's wearing.
I'm not wearing sweats anymore. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's not leggings and a hoodie.
Well,
I am going to miss that a lot where like, you know, working in radio, a lot of times I could just come in like a hoodie, some leggings, got my gym clothes on for the day, like didn't have to worry about it. And now I got to like dress appropriately, whatever that means. I'm like, my wardrobe literally consists of nothing but like Lululemon leggings and like some knockoff hoodie that I got from a thrift store. Like, that's my wardrobe.
What do you call that kind of dress that you're wearing?
I don't know, like a A-line dress, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know nothing about none of that.
Just, you're not by yourself, brother.
I've never seen her like this. I walked in this morning. I was like, oh, crap, it really is her last day.
Hilarious. Man. Yeah, I got to go. I got to do my other job after this. So it's good. But for the first time, it's going to be really weird. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. But that for the first time in a long time, I'm going to be doing one job. And that's what freaks me out, I think, more than anything else is Chet, you know this about me. I can't stop moving. That's the reason I've liked having two jobs, and even at one point, three jobs over the past almost six years, I've loved having two jobs because I never stop moving. There's never like a lot of downtime, and I'm freaked out that like for the first time in 6 years, I'm going to have one job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and for everything that this job is, it's still fun.
Oh yeah.
And it's something that we've both loved since we were kids.
If this was work, I wouldn't have been doing it. Let's be honest. Yeah. This has been great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is work, but sure. it's something that we love. So yeah, and I get that.
Sure.
That'll be weird for you.
Mm-hmm. See, but KB, love you. Love you, dude.
Love you too. Yeah, Chad, I love you, man. Caleb, yeah, love good you, luck.
Don't
Chet,
be a stranger.
Keep it going, man.
We'll do our best. Maybe if you call a little more often.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Chet needs a co-pilot for the next couple of days. So maybe you call in and you participate a little
bit. I'm solo at least for the rest of the week. I'm trying to figure some stuff out. All right. We'll see you soon.
All right. Have a great day.
Love you too, buddy.
Bye. Love you back. Yeah, he's the best. Terry, hey, thank you for calling.
So I just wanted to first of all tell you that I appreciate everything that you do for the city and for Chet. And for me personally, you were there throughout the last year for all the stuff that I've been through. And you're truly going to be missed because you're like
There's no better person. There really isn't.
No, there is, but...
Listen.
No, you keep us going every morning. Chet does his thing, but you're like the extra thing we need in the morning to keep us going, so...
With a complete package. Loved having every second of your journey, too. I mean, stuff that we probably don't talk about a lot, but definitely talking off air and everything like that.
Right.
Love you so much for that. And then love Chet for putting up with me through it all, too.
That's
right. There have been times when...
I think it's the other way around. I think you put up with him.
Hey, take it easy.
I'm just saying...
That's how you know Terry loves us.
Give her a little bit more credit.
What? I'm sorry, what happened?
I said it's the last day, so you
got to give me a little more credit in the last day.
I hope that I've been giving you all the credit.
Yeah, you're so good.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
no.
Are you looking forward to just one job?
I am looking forward to not having to set an alarm. That's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it.
I'll still set an alarm, but not having to wake up between 2:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning is just going to be glamorous.
For the record,
I haven't had to set an alarm for like 6 years. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you all just rub it in? Don't forget, I'm still sitting right here.
I'm up till 1 or 2 in the morning anyway. So.
Yeah. We gotta run. There's tons.
All right.
Well,
no problem. Have a good night or a good day, you guys.
Yeah. Night for you. Day for us. All right. We'll see. 702-364-9898. If you would like to say goodbye to Kayla on today's her last show.
Yeah.
This is it. It's weird, and it's weird to say it. And again, looking over and seeing you in a dress is yeah.
Sorry to freak you out.
Well, it just kind of brings it all home. You know what sure. I mean? It makes it somewhat real.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the great thing about this business and this show and the way radio and stuff like that works, too, is you can tell people stuff a million times and then all of a sudden it'll sink in.
Yes.
You know, like they won't hear you the 999,999 other times and then on the millionth time, it's like, What?
Okay.
How did I not know? Yeah, Kayla, this is Kayla's last show.
Yes.
How much do you want to tell them? What are you doing?
Everything, honestly, because I love where I'm going. I've been at Revere Golf Club for the last 6 years. Actually, next month will be my 6 year anniversary with Western Golf Properties as a whole, and I have worked with them, loved every second of it. They presented me with an opportunity that I couldn't pass up, and I am so grateful to like change who I am a little bit in my routine and just take a chance on something. All I've ever known is radio. So in morning radio specifically, I've been doing this for 12 and a half years. So it's gonna be a weird change, I guess.
Well, and this tells you everything you need to know about Kayla. That, and I'm so, is it weird for me as, no, I guess not, as your friend, as your brother, I'm so proud of you as a person that this tells you everything that you need to know about her, that this all started. She was just side hustling at the golf course to get cheap golf for her and for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And for our group of friends. That was really the deal.
Couldn't justify how much I was spending on golf or how horrendous I played it. So I had to go get a job at a golf course.
And she was like, I can play whenever I want. And then you guys can come out and you golf for cheap. And, you know, and it'll be awesome. And we're like, yeah, great. You know, awesome. Good.
Yeah.
And then in true Kayla fashion, because this is kind of Kayla. Kayla really is the epitome of, she doesn't really just want to take part. She wants to take over.
It's true.
And so next thing you know, that golf shop is, and correct me if I get any of this wrong, because sometimes the story in my head's not reality, but you know, it sounds good. But I mean, next thing you know, that golf shop is more organized and making more money than it has in quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Then didn't they have you purchasing after a while?
I was helping our director of retail for the company for a while. My step up became assistant, golf assistant, to first assistant, to director of resident events, and now I'm the director of sales.
Yeah. And all of that kind of stuff while she was doing this show.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing to see, and not for nothing, through all of that, there have been some other companies that have sniffed around and gone, hey, what do you think? Can we kind of dig your chili? And that was like sight unseen with Kayla. And so then these other guys, the Western Golf Properties guys, who were all awesome.
Amazing.
You know, yeah, like we've all
great became, company.
Yeah, weirdly, we've kind of all become friends now. And you know, through Kayla's circle, who, you know, she's like the hub and we're all just spokes in the wheel. And you know, and we've all kind of come drawn together in this whole thing because of her. And now this company goes, we see a path for you. And it's just, yeah, it's amazing. And yeah, it sucks. It sucks. Dude, Annette, it sucks for us. It sucks. But this is a great opportunity for my friend. And I hope that I've been nothing less than 1,000% supportive. I would hope, Annette, that you would turn your radio all the way down if it's not already.
But it sounds, have been very supportive.
It sounds like Annette's getting another call. Is that accurate?
Kind of sounds
whatever
like it
is,
for sure.
Annette,
yeah.
Annette's not hanging with us. So, hey, Yesenia, you wanted to say goodbye to Kayla.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, guys. Hi.
Morning.
I just wanted to say good luck. It's going to suck not hearing your voice in the morning anymore on the radio, but I wish you all the luck.
Oh, thank you, bud. I'm not going too far. You know what's really funny about this whole thing is that, like, this was my main job, and then the golf course was my side job, and now I'm kind of flipping those roles where that's going to be my main job, and then you're going to hear me on the weekends here on 98.5 KLZ.
Maybe. I give that 90 days.
Listen.
I give that
we'll
to
see what happens. I'm trying
Memorial
to
Memorial Day at best. If she's still here, if you still hear her on the radio on July 4th, I'll be shocked.
You forget that I do have quite a spiteful streak me that I can definitely stick it out just to prove you wrong. I would definitely do that.
So if you still hear her by Easter, I'll be shocked. then that way it'll last. I'll still be right.
You're the best, Yesenia. Thank you.
Bye. Have a good day, guys.
Love
you. Thank you. Yeah, don't leave. I still need you. Annette, are we ready?
Yeah. Oh, no. Are we?
It's weird with Annette's phone. Annette, are you there?
Chet, I'm having trouble.
You're having a lot of trouble.
Oh, Annette, but thank you for calling in. We
you know what? It's really, that's one of those occasions where the thought truly is what counts.
Exactly.
That is it. All right, Justin Timberlake tickets for you. 177-second survey. All of that coming up. Hang on Kayla's final show.
Yeah.
The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
You know what? Take this as a compliment. The body's not even cold. And yeah. Hey, so what are you going to do about Kayla's job?
The text line is blowing up with that question, which is hilarious. Yeah? Somebody.
Odyssey.com/jobs. We're already well in the process. It's been, and we've known, we didn't tell you guys.
Yeah.
I made subtle comments over the last few
weeks. Someone's going, I knew that was a comment. Now, looking back or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, so funny.
But the job has been posted for a while. And can I tell you this? I'm impressed by the number, by the sheer number of people that applied.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an industry thing. The number of people who applied and the quality of people that have applied. I'm very proud.
Yeah.
Honestly, I really am. And I'm pleased with the reputation that the station and the show has within the industry.
As you should be.
Much love. But also with what you've done with it, because, you know, obviously it looked like the job sucked. You know, or if it looked like it wouldn't be any fun,
yeah,
what you've done,
people wouldn't want it, but we have so much fun. It's
no,
great.
In all honesty, I mean, in all candor, in my brain, I've got it down to three, and I'm pretty focused on one.
Good.
But I've got it down to, I'd be happy with any one of the three, although I'm not even sure what's really funny is one of the three in my head, I don't even know if they still want it. I haven't heard from them in a while, but they might be busy.
Oh, true. But if you want it, you'll make time for it.
There's one that really, yeah.
Glad that, because I think that when you leave in a circumstance like this, where like I'm leaving and we're leaving on great terms, and we're still going to be really great friends.
We may be better friends, honestly.
Hang out outside of work versus just doing it at work.
Yeah.
The problem is that when you hang out with your friend every single day at work, it is hard to go, hey, want to go hang out some more? Because you spend so much of your time together to begin mm-hmm. with that it's really hard to go, oh, let me, you know, let's go plan something for this. So it's like, I'm excited to do more stuff. I'm excited to go to lunch with you and have beers. You know what I mean? I'm excited to go to Topgolf for an afternoon or so, you know, yeah, whatever we can swing. I'm excited for that adventure.
Yeah.
It's really funny that you mentioned that people want the job, because there was somebody that texted on the text line that said, I want Kayla's spot. I have no experience, but I like to talk.
And There's a lot of that.
Sweet. I'm glad that my definition of the job is Kayla talky talk. So
people always think that this gig, well, I could do that. Everybody says I'm funny. And then, you know, and then you get them in here.
Yeah.
It's a way different
deal. Animal.
It's a way different deal. And not for nothing. I'll some of the folks that I've been talking to, I'll throw out a little something just to see how quick they are.
How reactionary they are.
Yeah. And knowing there have been times when just even on the phone, when I've said, hey, so did you hear about blah, blah, blah? And it'll stop them in their tracks. And they're like, and it's like, and it's just like, stop, just don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, Kayla. Well, I'm very excited for you. I'm very, very excited for you. Wow. How are you leaving us? And how did we not know about this? And you kept this from us.
Sorry.
Sneaky, sneaky. No, sneaky, honestly.
Sneaky, sneaky.
If we had it, if I had it my way, I wouldn't say anything because that's just kind of how I am. I'm a ghoster. I'm a jellyfisher.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'll just disappear. But out of respect for, obviously, for like you and our relationship and then other listeners and obviously Chet and the station at large, like, we're going to say bye. But we kind of came to a compromise that was like, we'll just do it towards the end as opposed to making this big, long, drawn-out process.
I totally get it. I really do. And I'm so grateful that you're, like, sticking around for weekends.
Yeah.
We don't know how long that will be.
Yeah,
we will say our prayers that
you've been
around a long, long time. But until then, know that we in the Valley love you.
Adrian.
And here on Water Street, we love you. So stick around as long as you want.
Water Street.
Absolutely.
I just love that. I don't know why I love
it's
that so
specific.
Much. I know. It was very,
but people have said that to me before too. And they're like, oh no, I know you like to hang out on Water Street. And I go, how do you know that? Like,
well, I don't know.
Water Street is the cool place to hang out.
It is cool. It is cool.
I think there needs to be a sign.
Yeah.
I think there needs
absolutely.
To be. I think there needs to be something a little more permanent.
Hilarious.
Signifying
we'll
their
hang
love.
Hang out the balcony of Chinitas.
Oh,
dude, all
love
day.
Chinitas.
All day.
Yeah.
No, we've been threatening another visit to Johnny Mac's.
Yeah.
Soon. I realize that's on Water Street. But
no, they're building one on Water Street, though. They have a Johnny Mac's Water Street coming. If it's not already built, I don't know.
Yeah. No, not yet.
And there's a Wands over there, so.
Yeah.
That's a good Wands.
Let's just make it a whole day.
I'm telling you.
Hilarious.
All right. All right. So, see, it's not goodbye. It's just we'll see you later.
Exactly. All right, love you.
She's already way over us.
Yeah.
Love you, too. All right, bye.
Bye.
She got to the front of the Starbucks line, and that was it for us. She and Kay, that was it. Hey, Paul, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
Great.
We're good. You're on. I assume you wanted to call and say goodbye to Kayla.
Yes, I did. Kayla, I've for 10 years working as a toy drive with you. You're awesome. Are you going to be doing it this year or not?
Absolutely. I have to make it number 10 because I've done 9 toy drives now at this point.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, I got to at least come back for 10, if not a bajillion more.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you're going to do that, being with a new job and everything, but
still going to come out, still going to volunteer.
You know, she can sign up for volunteering the same way you do, Paul.
Exactly.
That's right.
Gotcha. All right.
She doesn't get to just throw on a. She doesn't get to throw on a sweatshirt and then bitch about how cold it is.
I'm gonna sign up for the day shifts because I feel like the morning time just didn't agree with me out there with all the cold. So
that's funny.
Well, good luck and I hope you have a great time and new job.
Thank you, Paul. Love you.
You're a good man, Paul.
Thank you.
All right, see you soon, buddy. Bye. See, he really is a good man.
Yeah,
he really, really is a good man. All right, Grandma Carol.
My blanket's right here.
If
I
we
love
haven't,
it.
I was just looking at that behind her. Literally, I can see it right here. And I was like, oh, boy, if this doesn't make Kayla cry, nothing will.
Oh, I don't want her to cry.
I do.
Tears of joy.
Oh, no,
tears
sorry.
Of joy. So,
yeah, well, we'll miss you. Excuse me. I'm in process of making 3 more blankets.
Well, we've got a new co-host coming, so yeah.
Exactly.
They'll have a blanket.
Adrian needs one, so.
Yeah, well, let me know what color the new co-host likes, because I'll make it the color they like.
You're
I'm
so
making
sweet.
3 baby blankets. I understand that Alyssa's expecting again, and Matt has a little girl coming.
Oh, hold on. You're talking in code, especially for kids. So Alyssa Deach from Fox 5.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
No, and I hand delivered that blanket.
That's funny.
Because they got that place locked up over there now at Fox 5. So yeah. So I had to use my, to be able to weasel past security.
Yeah.
And then, is that where Maddie G's been gone? Are they having a baby? Is that what you said?
Matt, the guy that's doing the weather there at Fox 5.
Yeah,
he's having a little girl.
Yeah, he's been off for a couple of weeks. So there you go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so sweet.
Well, good. We'll call back later and we'll talk more about Fox 5.
No, I talk about you guys. Love you guys.
Love you too. So
let me know what the new host color is, and I'll make a blanket for them.
And I'm telling you, this career change. Kayla may be pregnant yet.
Well, let me know.
Now I can't stop you from perpetuating that rumor, which I just absolutely hate.
That's what I'm going to do. Oh, didn't you hear? Why did Kayla leave pregnant? That's awesome. Evil.
That would be right.
Just evil.
Get on social media and defend myself moving forward. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, Grandma Carol, we got to go.
Hey, the other thing is.
Yes.
Go 49ers.
Oh, my God, no. You've ruined the entire call now.
just threw up in my mouth. All right, we'll see you later.
All right, love you guys.
Love you. The official grandma of the Chet Buchanan Show, especially now that Kayla's leaving. Now we only have to
relinquish my title.
No, what are we going to do? We only have one grandma left now. We got to do a 177-second survey. Can we... get caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. We'll play on the other side of the break. We've got relationship rehab coming up. And then, just a couple hours left.
Yeah.
Kayla's final Chet Buchanan Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Jackie in Northtown has a 177-second survey coming up in just moments. But before we get to that, we have to say hi to Britt Chickvick.
Oh, I love her.
Hello, P1 D1.
No doubt.
For sure. Yeah. One of the greatest, for sure.
I am so sad I'm not going to hear you on the radio no more, Kayla.
I mean, I'll still be around. I'm going to have to do what you do now, which is I'm going to have to call into the show, although I don't have a very cool accent to, like, you know, make it seem legit and anything. Maybe I should try one and call in.
No, I don't like it.
It's fake. It's fake. My accent's really fake.
It's so character defining.
I wish you all the best, all the love. And you're going to, whatever you do in life, you're going to make it anyway. And I bet you're pregnant.
I'm not. I'll prove it. I promise. I don't know how to prove it exactly.
Yeah,
but
right now, prove it.
I don't know why I do that. Not at all. God, that would be wild though, wouldn't it? Oh, I got a new job. Just kidding, boss. Guess what?
if Buddy slips one past the goalie in the next few months, everybody will be like, God.
So ridiculous.
Who knew?
No. I'm not like you. You have like how many kids now? You got like seven or something like that.
You know what? I have four kids, three dogs, and five cats.
To mother to all. Love
it. And still holds it together every day.
She's the best. But I love you.
I'm on the way to work.
Thank you for the years of friendship and amongst other things. So we appreciate you coming down to Toy Drive with Superheroes for Sully. Last couple of years has been nice. So we appreciate you.
You know what I smell, Kayla, is that we have like a social media like, hey, we're going to be at, we'll be on Water Street.
Yeah.
I smell that.
That'd be fun. Okay. I love that idea, actually.
Yep.
I'm thinking about doing, because we usually do a big St. Patrick's Day thing. So I'm like, maybe that could be fun for St. Patrick's thing. Going to get wild. Because I think, is it on a Friday this year? I don't know anymore. I'm asking you.
That's it. I'm just spectating.
You're not going to go to St. Patrick's Day with me.
No, we'll probably already be scheduled.
Yeah, that's
or something. I was letting you and Vic have your moment.
Oh, thank you. Well, I know, always know Britt Chick Vic is down for that. So
I can throw a party. I'll throw a big party.
Done. Yep. Love you. Right.
Be safe. We'll see you soon.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. There she goes, Britt Chick Vic. All right, Jackie from Northtown, you ready for your 177-second survey?
I'm so ready.
It starts right now. There was a woman in Colombia that may have gotten the most bizarre proposal ever. Guy in Colombia staged a fake carjacking. Yeah, pedestrian and motorcycle, blocks a red car in, then tells the car's occupants to get out. Terrified couple leaves the car. Woman appears to be held at gunpoint. The thieves, air quotes, then force the man to his knees. He pulls out a ring, so-called carjackers, then begin to applaud. The bride, or the would-be bride, was originally outraged. Then she said yes.
Oh, what?
Is there, Jackie, is there a situation ever on this planet that you're cool with that?
No, that's a little excessive.
All I can think in this circumstance is that she is very hard to surprise. So he had to go to lengths. Like maybe she was sniffing around and knew it was coming. And he's like, oh, I gotta pull it all together. I gotta do something. What would happen if I did the most extreme thing ever that doesn't involve murder? Let's do carjacking. Like that's what it seems like to me, right?
What if all of a sudden she's been training, you know, behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or if she's got a gun in her boot that you're not aware of and something happens to the carjacker.
Yeah. I also have watched way too many movies of like, I think this happened in like a Tina Fey movie amongst other ones where like it was, oh, we staged the carjacking or whatever. Like it was supposed to be a joke or something. And then they didn't realize that it was actual carjackers. And then, yeah. So maybe I've watched too much Hollywood from... And now I'm skeptical.
Huh.
Yeah.
Jackie, what's your favorite part of the Super Bowl?
The halftime show.
Kayla, yes. What's your favorite part of the Super Bowl?
Samesies. Oh, no, I take that back. The commercials. Love watching the commercials.
Yeah, or the commercials.
You,
yep.
The both of you, 55% cannot wait for the halftime show. 45% are excited for commercials. Only 38% actually care about the game.
Yeah, I don't care.
And just where most people were talking.
The party.
Have you purchased anything? What's your plan? Jackie, what's your plan for the game?
We're having people over.
I don't know that we have a plan. Kayla, do you have a plan?
Not as of right now. We did look on to see if someone was just like, randomly giving away Super Bowl tickets. They were not. So we will probably just stay home. I don't know. We'll figure it out. What you guys haven't talked about it at all?
No, not one more. Oh, you know what? No, I'm supposed to go out of town that weekend.
Ah, okay.
It was so funny. So the plan was for the boys to go visit a buddy of ours that has moved to Phoenix.
Yeah.
And go play golf for the weekend. And then there was this frantic phone call yesterday. Why is it so expensive? And well, yeah, idiots, because the Waste Management Open is always Super Bowl weekend in Phoenix. So all these people are in town for this big golf party, and then they want to play golf.
Yes.
So the golf courses jack up their prices. And it was like, okay, well, maybe we'll only play golf one day instead of two. And I'm thinking, do I really need to go to this thing? That's why we don't have. Oh, you know what you do need to make plans for, though? Jackie.
What?
May 10th, you're going to Justin Timberlake.
Hello?
Yeah, May 10th, you're going to Justin Timberlake.
Congrats.
I literally called because you didn't even mention the tickets. I literally called just to say bye to Kayla.
That was the third thing on the 177-second survey.
So worthy right now. I love
say goodbye to Kayla.
I know, we're going to miss you.
I miss you already, Jackie. Hearts.
Thank you,
A plus one, if you need a plus one to JT, just know I'm no longer an employee of the morning show, so can go.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't look sketch.
That wouldn't look sketch at all.
No. Well, yeah, this one last time it would look sketch. But after that, you can do whatever you want.
Anything after that, Kayla, sure. I got you.
I don't know. That'd still be weird. That'd still be weird.
Yeah, definitely.
They would see Jackie. They would see Jackie there with you.
Yeah.
And they would go, yeah, I'll bet they still scammed that through the radio station. And I heard she's pregnant.
I hate you so much right now. I do. I'm so mad.
All right, Jackie, hang on one second. And one final relationship rehab before Kayla heads off into the sunset. Right after, it's not like we're putting her down.
Sayonara, suckers!
It's like we're putting her to sleep. But it's coming up after Miley.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
Kayla and I had a good laugh off the air well, we're not putting her down.
That's funny.
I got a text, and I won't tell you who it's from, but they said, we're not.
Liz.
Hey, Bridge.
Hey.
Yeah, you're on. You wanted to say goodbye to Kayla.
I did. Hello, Chet. But goodbye to Kayla. I will never forget that day that I actually met you at Toy Drive and got to shake your hand.
Why didn't we hug? I'm a hugger. Did you refuse my hug?
You know, I don't remember. That part I don't remember. I remember I was a little bit starstruck. It's like, hi, I'm Kayla. Kayla from the radio! It's like, oh, God, did I just say that?
Hilarious.
Hilarious. You're funny. But thank you for calling in. I do appreciate it. We do love that you listen. Thank you so much.
Best wishes for the rest of your life, my dear.
Yeah. Not going to get rid of me that easy. Don't worry. I'll still be around.
Yeah. We'll see you around. I know.
We all say that. We all say that. How many people do you hang out with from high school, Bridget?
I think I got a couple on my Facebook friends list.
Right. But we all say that when we leave. Oh, we're going to be friends forever. Whatever.
I feel like this is really cold right now. I wasn't prepared for this dark side of the whole thing. Like, I thought we would be friends forever. We're adults.
Oh, no, you and I will.
Like, yeah.
But you'll never see the rest of these people.
No, Bridget and I are going to go get tea this afternoon. It's going to be lovely.
You're
going to
what?
Go get tea. Tea. Tea is code for beers.
Like boba?
Yeah.
Bubble tea?
I would like to point out, I am still very close with a lot of my high school. My best friends are from my high school and stuff like that. So I've maintained friendships with them. Everyone else is dead to me.
No, you're a total stage five.
You're friends with your exes. That doesn't count.
That is weird. I know. I recognize that that's a weird behavior, but I am friends with them.
Yeah,
so.
And Bridget, guess who we are now? We're the ex.
There we go.
We are. We're the ex.
Yes.
As of 1 hour and 51 minutes from now, we are officially the ex.
Officially the ex. So you need it, Bridget, you need to stop sending me nudes. It's inappropriate now. So.
Okay. So you know what? Whoever new Kayla is has some pretty big boots to fill.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's funny. I told somebody the other day we were going to call him new Kayla. They don't like it. They didn't think that was funny. No, didn't like it.
Oh, I think that's funny. I also have a sick sense of humor, so.
Well, sure. Yeah. And it's new Kayla. It's not like, you know, if the shoe was on the other foot, I know you say that you wouldn't care about that stuff. You'd care.
I don't. Do you even know me? You know I don't care about stuff like that.
You don't. We all say that.
Oh, my God. When I started this job, my language, I don't know why I just said, oh, my God. When I started this job, do you understand how many times I got called Lauren?
By the way, over the last 8.5 years, oh my God, is fine.
Yeah, I know, but still. Okay.
Kayla still thinks that's a curse.
Hence the reason I was the grandma of the show. No, but I got called Lauren. I even got called Amy for years. Oh, wow. And I didn't care. I'm fine, whatever.
And not. Meaning like my wife, but like the original.
The OG, the original host.
And by the way, somebody else was like, you've had a lot of co-hosts over the years. No, honestly, we were three. We over 20 some odd years, which is unheard of in this business. I called a buddy of ours in the industry and I just said, hey, you know, is there anybody you know that might be interested that this may be the next step for them?
Yeah.
In their journey. And he goes, why are you calling me? Because I change co-hosts every 4 years.
I'm like, ouch.
So funny.
No, he was being funny about it. But it's also true. And I think he kind of likes it that way. Not me.
No.
Not me. I like what I like.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Sorry to rip out the carpet from underneath you there.
Well, it happens. Things evolve as you
Bridget
go
forgave me. See? Why can't you?
Yeah.
All right, Bridge. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Hey, Robin.
Good morning.
Hi.
WTH.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, I was like,
that's high school.
I miss a lot because I listen while I work, so, you know, on the phone, but okay, fine. Bye.
I'm sorry.
Love you.
I mean, still love you. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yes. Of course. Always.
No, I think it's going to be great in the long run. You guys won't have to hear my weird witch cackle anymore, which is great. So
I don't even know what
I feel like
doing
my laugh is like obnoxious. Like, like I feel like that's what
Wait,
it sounds
what's your
like.
Laugh? What's your laugh? See,
that's right there. Like, yeah. I feel like that's a weird, like deep masculine, like witch laugh.
You've never said that before that you're self-conscious about your laugh.
That's probably the only thing I'm self-conscious about, honestly.
Oh, it's fine. All right. Well, we'll miss you. Love you.
Love you too.
Good luck.
And just one more time, will you do the only celebrity impersonation that you can do?
Yeah.
Oh no, the other one. You could do two. Oh. Who's the other one?
Hello, I'm Jason Statham.
That's awesome.
It's the worst.
The best. All right, Robin. Yeah, Robin's busy. We gotta go.
Okay, bye, Robin. Have fun at work. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Should we do a relationship rehab?
Well, here's the thing. I didn't look at any of our submissions, so I don't know what.
It's the last one you presented to me.
Oh, okay.
My wife wants to cut ties. A friend and colleague passed away last year, leaving behind two kids, aged 14 and 12. Before he passed away, ooh, this is dark. A friend and colleague passed away last year, leaving behind two kids. They're 14 and 12. Before he passed away, he asked me to keep an eye on the kids because he doesn't trust his family. I am also, Jesus, he doesn't trust the family to watch the kids. I am also the executor of the will. Hmm. The boy was having difficulties with his mom. Let's call her Mary.
Okay.
Okay? Because this is important because you got to know all the players as it goes along. So the boy, do we know which one the boy is, the 14 or the 12?
I don't know.
Anyway, I guess it doesn't matter. He started, he was having trouble, difficulty with his mom. Call her Mary. She and was going off the rails. He started hanging out with the wrong crowd. So I stepped in and he was really responsive. I helped by getting him to play football with my son. They're the same age. And including him in our family activities. He's turned things around. Schoolwork back in order. Everything's good. I also go over to their place often to help with their homework. A common friend of ours told me yesterday that Mary confided in his wife and told her I was an amazing dad and that she has feelings for me.
Oh.
She also said she was afraid to say anything in case I then decided to withdraw and her kids would miss out. Now I'm married. I love my wife. I spoke with my wife. She wants me to cut all contacts. This is a classic case.
Mm.
This should have been my last relationship rehab. Cause you know, this is right down my alley. Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
She also refused my offer to stop going to their place and only helping in our house.
Okay.
My friend is also upset that I broke bro code and got him in trouble by revealing what his wife told him in private. I am conflicted. I do not want to put stress on my relationship, but I also feel sorry for the kid and I want to keep my promise to his dad. I have no feelings for Mary. She has never made me feel uncomfortable or done anything inappropriate. Do I listen to my wife? Is her demand reasonable?
Yeah, messy.
Love the way to do get me started.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, mother,
woo! KLUCFM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
It's really starting to hit me. One final relationship rehab.
Oh.
This is it. And Kayla's final submission that she said, here, let's do this one. We go through stuff together a lot and go, I like this. Nyla, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do this. Yeah. This is the last one. I saved it. You gave me this late last week. Friend and colleague passed away last year. Two kids left behind, 14 and 12. Before he passed away, he asked me to keep an eye on the kids. He didn't trust the family. So one of the, and he's also the executor of the will. So One of the boys was having difficulties, so he stepped in, straightened him out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Took an active role.
Played a semi-father figure.
Sure. The mom was like, wow, he's... Let me go. I'm trying to find the line. Common friend of ours told me yesterday, Mary, the mom, confided in his wife and told her I was an amazing dad and that she has feelings for me. Well, okay, how much wine did they drink? I have a
still.
Lot. There's a lot to this.
And now the wife doesn't want him to have anything to do, essentially.
Right, Jamie, I figured we should work through this all together. He said that he would stop going over to their house, and his wife still said no.
Yeah.
No.
Like cut all ties kind of thing, because he had suggested maybe the boy come to their house to do the tutelage and all that stuff that he was providing.
Tutelage, ladies and gentlemen.
Tutelage.
Nice.
That was a solid word.
Nice. I agree.
Thank you.
See, I'll miss that.
I don't know. I think that I feel like he should keep his promise. He died. Like, this is his what do you call that? Like, not his legacy. His legacy. That's his child.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. I feel like if you had enough trust in your husband and he can use his best judgment, if she ever came on to him, maybe that's different. But
right. It's not like they made out. It's not like they made out or it's not like he went, hey, Mary's hot. First of all, everybody, though, shut up. Stop talking. Everyone stop talking. The wife who got told pipelines it to her husband, who pipelines it to dude. It's
greatest game of telephone ever.
Yeah, who finds out everybody. Yeah. And then he blabs to his wife, hey, guess what? And it's like, what do you have to prove to your, what are you trying to prove to your wife? What are you doing? So it's like, hey, guess who thinks I'm hot? Single Mary that I'm, you know. That I'm taking care of their kids and going over to their house.
That's how.
What are you doing?
Like, that's a great way, because I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, how did you tell your wife? How did you tell her? Did you tell her, hey, Mary thinks I'm a smoke show? Or did you did you tell your wife and be like, I don't know how to, should I address it with Mary? Like, what do you think, wife? There's a difference between those two.
It's like, look, there's a knife on the ground. We should pick it up and stab somebody with it. You know, what are you doing? No, you don't have to. Just because it's there, you don't have to.
Yeah. But I mean, the damage is done now.
He even said anything. That's important. That shows trust.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. He thought he was in the clear. Sorry, Kayla. He thought he was in the clear.
Mm-hmm. So. I do like the idea that he told his wife, mainly because, you know, I like full disclosure.
You love that.
I love the honesty thing. I just feel like he might have told it wrong because her reaction to this whole thing is so extreme. At least I feel like there should be no jealousy there because that's your man.
I'm with Jamie on that. He thought he was in a safe space.
Yeah.
And so then he says this, and this is why, Kayla, this is why people don't do it. Because they tell the truth and then they get spanked for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then you get punished. He's getting, literally everyone is getting punished. Now, honestly, you know, maybe, I don't know. I mean, now I'm having second thoughts about him shutting his yap. But honestly, there's that shutting of the yap goes back a few steps.
Yeah.
You know, and Mary, what do you do? And I get it. Mary's in a vulnerable place. Mary's in a rough spot. Who knows how much wine they have? You know, and what she said. But then the wife, pss, 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 to her husband, and then he, you know, and then again, he, hey, man, you know who's hot for you? You know, or whatever he said. Yuck.
I have one reason, like, I think I agree with you, but for different reasons.
But I don't think anything should change. I think this kid, yeah. I think this kid is more important than any and or all of that. I wish they all had names, but they don't. Everybody else, stay in your lane. Focus on this kid. Mary, keep it in your pants. Right?
Yes.
Right?
Mary, I think there's another side of it, though, to where who knows if Mary even has feelings for him. She's grieving. So the one attention she sees from a father figure to her child could just feel like feelings when she might just be reminiscing.
Thank you.
And I hate to say
Thank you.
But the woman that she told the other wife.
Why are you
to,
gesturing with your phone? You
I don't know, because now because I'm feeling
gesturing.
Sassy. Okay. No, like, I hate to say it, but I do feel like if Mary said in a fleeting comment of, let's give the guy a name, Russ. His name is Russ.
Russ.
Russ has been, has really just turned around my child. And I've really, you know, it's hard to like not have his father here. I've grown to really appreciate and love him. And then all of a sudden she runs with that and is like, oh, well, he has feelings for him.
And Jamie's the smartest one out of all of us.
Yeah.
Right now. Sorry. I know it's your last day and that should be. You.
No, Jamie's very intelligent.
But in this case, Jamie.
Although she didn't use the word tutelage, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That knocked me down a few pegs.
I'm going to call that. You know what? You're right. I'm going to call it a tie. I'm going to call it a tie. But tie goes to the P1, and you get the Justin Timberlake tickets.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Not that we were competing for them, but yeah, but you get the tickets. Right. Congratulations.
There is a factor in here that I agree with you guys that like he can't pull back at this point, but there's one factor why. I take the kids out of it for me.
Say it.
Oh, he's the executor of the will. You're part of this regardless, and no matter what, you're going to have to see this woman again because you are the executor to the will.
I have no feelings for Mary, so let's answer the questions then. Should I listen to my wife, Jamie?
No.
Kayla?
No.
Is her demand reasonable, Jamie?
Sort of, but still no.
Should I listen to my wife? Sort of, but still no.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, you've got to respect your wife, but it's the wife, man, there's just too much. And he said, I won't go over there anymore. Bring the kid over here.
Yeah.
There's got to be more to this that we don't know.
It does feel like that, doesn't it?
There's probably context there somewhere.
Mary and Russ used to make out in high school, and they're like,
Mary's the hot one of the group, and she's out there. Ooh. She's out there hosing off her driveway in her bikini.
Congrats to Mary.
Like nobody needs that.
Sure. Does Mary have a hot tub? Yeah. I mean, there's some really great qualities to Mary right now.
I had the movie Friday in my head, the old school movie Friday, the neighbor across the street.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, fine. Enjoy Justin Timberlake.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, everybody needs to grow up just a touch.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, good. We'll put you on hold. That's it.
Yeah.
We're in the home stretch. Kayla's final show. We'll continue. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, no, we'll continue right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I apologize if this news is taking you by surprise. We kind of drug our feet on it. We didn't really say anything until yesterday.
Well, I think out of respect for the situation, you know me, and I don't like.
Yeah, Kayla told
big
me I couldn't. Kayla told me I couldn't blab.
Thank you for respecting it.
Well, so Kayla's leaving the show today.
Yes.
It's her last show. For the record, we are fine.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it was you that said it was like, I can't believe how supportive you're being, you know, blah, blah, blah. Somebody, it's been brought up a number of times. How supportive it's like, well, you're looking
we're
to
friends.
Make. Yeah. And A, B, well, no, it sucks. It sucks out loud that you're leaving. It's horrible. But you're looking to do better for yourself and for your family. And who says no to that?
Yeah.
Right?
You support your friends. You support their decisions. I've only ever known radio as an adult. That's all I've done my entire adult life. For the last nearly 13 years, I have been in morning radio doing morning. So I've gotten up at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning for the last 13 years. So I'm actually really stoked about like sleeping in.
Yeah, having like a real life, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And to that end, I'm a touch jealous. On the other side of it, I think it's an amazing testament to who you, for the record, I'm not looking her in the eyes right now. I think it's an amazing testament to who you are as a person.
Aww.
That this company that you said, hey, I'm going to go side hustle and work at a pro shop at a golf course so that I can get cheap golf.
Literally, that's exactly what happened.
No doubt.
That is hilarious.
And to the point of where they said, hey, we think we've got bigger plans for you. You're really awesome. How do we get you to come and be with us?
Yeah.
And so they basically made her an offer that she really shouldn't refuse.
Yeah.
And they stole her. and God bless them. And I begged. I said, come on, you could do both. And she's like, no.
It just seems like a lot. And I feel like now anymore, you can jump and you can make those decisions. I feel like that's a lesson that I really want everyone to take away from COVID. Honestly, jump, take chances. If you feel like this could better yourself and you feel like that's going to grow you, do it. And that's exactly what's happening. I want to try to grow myself as a human. So I'm like, I'm just going to take a chance. And if I fall flat on my face, I fall, but at least I took a chance.
See, how do you say no to that? How do you say no to that? Sucks for us. Great for you. The final hour of Kayla on the Chet Buchanan Show. It's 98.5 KLUC.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This is funny. Kayla goes, you want to do this one more time? And I'm like, do what?
Y'all be
and she's
vicious.
And she's got her phone out, so she has some sort of prepared statement or something going on.
People are vicious. I'm like, you know, some people on the Centennial Toyota text line, like, oh, we'll miss you, Kayla. I'm like, oh, thanks. Like, I'll be missed in the morning show. I'm still going to be on 98.5 KLUC.
Don't
still
going to
be with the company.
Don't believe that.
I'm
Everybody
just not
going to
be in
that.
The morning.
Everybody always says that. And this that'll last, like, you're going to do, what are you going to do, a weekend show?
I've got my weekend stuff still rolling around, and I'll fill in.
I give it 6 months.
I'll come back
tops.
When you want me to come back and sit in every once in a while. Like, I still want to be present. I just don't want to do it every morning.
Wouldn't you feel weird, though, if we had done that, like brought in an old co-host or something
care.
Like that?
I mean, I don't
You say that. You say that.
Well, I feel like you know me well enough to know that that's not my style.
Yeah, but that it would seem disrespectful to me.
Oh, whatever.
That's all right. We'll feel the new person out.
Sure.
See if they can handle it.
I will say that some people are vicious asking how much my job pays, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, you shopping? Is that what it is?
And then honestly, the body's not even cold. And so this news has been out in the industry for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And we are talking to different people, a wide variety of candidates.
Sure.
Some in radio, some not, which is really fun. We've got it narrowed down. The ones that were seriously talking to could not be more different.
Sure.
There's four right now.
Okay.
Maybe a fifth, but they could not be more different. They could not be, not a one of them is you. We're not looking for Kayla 2.0. And Kayla 2.0, well, Kayla 2.0 has not presented herself.
Okay.
You know
which could probably be a very good thing for this show. They're probably super over the Kayla OG, and they're like, we need something different.
My favorite is when they get all interviewee, because I'm not that guy. And I'm trying to just talk to people and get a vibe for them. And when they start getting all interviewee, and somebody actually did spring on me the other day, what is your ideal candidate? What does your ideal candidate look like? I go, and which, by the way, is there ever been a more me? Well, it's like porn. I'll know it if I see it. You can't really define it, but I'll know.
Oh, my God. How do they react?
Well, I realize that they're probably not going to be the one for this show.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Listen, it's Kayla's last day. We got 45 minutes left with her. So she wants to talk about Taylor Swift and the Super Bowl and all that kind of stuff. You know what? It's none of my business.
I find it amazing. You guys are great, by the way, on the Centennial Toyota text line. Someone pointed out the 13 connections for Super Bowl. I didn't realize this. So Super Bowl 58, 5 plus 8 is 13.
Stop.
49ers, 4 plus 9 is 13.
So don't, yeah, don't tell her boyfriend.
February 11th.
Uh-huh.
So 2-11. Two plus 11 is 13.
Sure.
So the connections to Taylor Swift are everywhere.
So, yeah, what did you, there was a 5 and 8, right? Oh, Super Bowl 58?
Super Bowl 58.
Did you say that already?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is it's Taylor Swift's world and we're just living in it?
Exactly.
Fine. And those of you who right now are just like, oh, stop talking about it. Suck it up. It's just, it's not going away.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go, technically Bruce Springsteen has never had a number one hit. Dancing in the Dark went to number 2 in 1984. A song that he wrote was number 1.
Oh, okay.
Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann. Google it. Number 1 in 1977. He wrote that song, which is wild. You've probably heard that song. If you're an adult, you've probably heard that song, but never knew that Bruce Springsteen wrote it.
Oh, did not know that, no.
Which is weird. But yeah, he's never had a number one on his own. With a lot of songs that you might know from him. The Coen brothers based their movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, on the Odyssey, which is a Homer classic.
Sure.
Classic work.
Never seen it, but I definitely have to watch it.
Classic work. Neither of them ever read The Odyssey, the classic literary work. They just knew the basic plot and the highlights from different references in pop culture and went, yeah, we'll just write a movie. All right, cool. Google that as well. The famous pediatrician and author, Dr. Benjamin Spock, not the guy on Star Trek, different guy, won a gold medal in rowing at the 1924 Olympics.
That's cool.
And the point in North America that's furthest from any ocean is in southwest South Dakota, 1,024 miles from the nearest coastline. There better be a sign. and just in case you were still wondering, astronomers will tell you that the Milky Way smells like rum and tastes like raspberries. How would you know?
I don't.
How? I want to talk to one of these astronomers.
Yeah.
Because you can't go out there in space, and it's not like you and lick the Milky Way.
We're literally not scientists. I wish your dad was still here so we could ask him, because he was a rocket engineer. He knows.
Full of it. There's no way. He wouldn't know either. All right. More you know before we go. One final time. Kayla's got a joke.
During which month do we sleep the least? When do you get the least amount of sleep?
This is the right way to end, because I don't know this one and I feel like I should. This is the way this should end. Kayla will torture us one final time. And we'll say goodbye to Kayla right after this.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right. We can't.
Can't drag it out any longer. Yeah.
This is it. Kayla's got a joke.
During which month do we sleep the least?
Yeah, I don't know.
February.
Oh, because there's only so 29. Many days. Yeah, 29 this year. You're right. This is not it for us, obviously. Although it's weird, the idea of like, hey, you want to go to lunch?
I might be able to swing that now and not fall asleep during lunch, which will be great.
It's weird. that's a different story. But thank you for everything.
Thank you. I've loved doing morning radio with you for nearly 9 years now. It's been so much fun. And now I get to be a listener and critique the show from the outside. Just wait for those text messages.
We used to joke all the time about Chet and Kayla time. We used to joke about that. And honestly, that was the best time.
Yeah.
It really was. They really were the best days. And I've truly loved it. This just sucks so bad for us, but I'm really proud of you and really excited for what's to come. So again, thank you. I love you. And,
I love you too. Don't get anyone better than me. That's all I ask. I'm just kidding.
We're going to take a good solid swing at it, but I don't, there will never be another Kayla. You know what I mean? And then just the same way that whoever comes next, which we still haven't decided, you know, they'll be their own person too. And that'll be fun as
it'll
well.
It'll be great.
Yeah, you're just stuck with me solo for a while though, y'all. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.